This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts. Nectar Sleep, the most comfortable bed possible. Save 33% off and get free shipping with code MMA Nuts. Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Watch Shop, from high quality watches to elegant jewelry. Save 25% off with code MMA25. Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMANUTS to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 634.
634.
My name's Igor Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. My MMA fans, for my fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. Hey, I just blew my elbow out. I heard it pop. Like, oh shit.
Is that what that was?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you were making sound effects.
No.
Ouch.
It's all good. Speaking of good things, Bears.
The Bears.
Fucking, I mean, win.
Who would have thunk it, right? Beat the Raiders 30-12 today. With the new quarterback.
Yeah, it's weird, right?
Young quarterback.
This one's a little bit different.
I'll just say this.
Yeah.
I've been saying this for a couple of years, that a pocket quarterback might do better in this offense. And here we I know it's 1 week. Next week's going to be different. But shocking. He's more of a pocket quarterback and throws passes, and we're successful.
Well, I think the other thing I noticed, he makes decisions very fast. Not like Fields, where he's like, do I throw? Do I run? What do I do? But I think this was the first game, too, where every single facet of the game, the Bears won and dominated, from defense, offense, like just across running the ball. Like, they're fucking two backup running backs just destroying the other team. Like, everybody was in sync. The offensive line just plowing the field, massive holes. And it was fun to watch. And then you have a rookie quarterback, and Jesus Christ, could they say Division II anymore during a broadcast? He's fucking Division II, and he's Division II, and this is unheard of. Who gives a fuck? Mm-hmm. He's running the show. I don't give a fuck where he came from, what he looks like. He's got a million tattoos. Oh, my God.
Right.
Is Taylor Swift in attendance?
No.
All the stupid shit these people talk about. Like, just fucking call the game. I don't need backstory. Tell me once. Yes. And then let's stick to the fucking play calling. Because it's not like it was a blowout. Like, they were doing well. And I forgot what they said. It was the first time the Bears had won at home in like 380 days or something crazy. I'm like, oh my God.
Games. I'm like, whoa.
No. They went over a year. Well, look at their record from last year. It was like 3 and not so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you that go on. Finally, a change. I don't know if it'll last, but it's way more enjoyable to watch when they're winning than when they're shit handed to them.
Yeah. Well, at least competitive, right?
That's all. Be in the game,
not be blown out.
And make good decisions. And I thought the other thing that was nice was the play calling seemed on point for a change.
It did.
And which then, odd.
It's just more football tangent. My alma mater, Michigan, destroyed Michigan State, I think 49-0 on Saturday. So
there you go.
I'll take it. I think they went to 8-0. So looking like they could be in the mix for some stuff at the end of the season here. So
some funny business.
Yeah. 49-0. Talk about demoralizing.
Yeah, that's a lot. It's like, when do you call off the dogs? Like, how far ahead?
In that game, never. It's a big rivalry, Michigan.
College
State.
Football, just fuck these guys. We'll be up 100.
Run up the score.
Shit.
Which, I read something that next year in the summer, EA is coming out with a college football game, which is, I might actually have to get back into some football type sports game, because that's fun. You can run, like, you know, pick your team and try to take them all the way kind of thing. That's fun.
Have they not had one for a while? I'm out of the
20 years, I think 15 years ago, maybe something like that was the last one. So those were all the rage when you had like Madden and college, everything. Mm. And they couldn't get licensed because of all these bullshit things, but now they're paying the athletes. And I think there's something that happened, and I guess they're going to do it.
Huh.
I'm stoked for that. I'm nice. Definitely going to get that. It'll be fun.
And then over to hockey. The Blackhawks just finally had their first home game. I think they did five on the road. Like, that's a little aggressive. And then finally came home. And then Connor Bedard, his first shot on goal, scores a goal.
Saturday night, right?
Yep. Yeah. And they were competitive for a while. And then shit turned. But, you know, they are lacking a lot of talent. And they're still semi-competitive. I mean, the goaltending was a little slippery in that one. But, I mean, you're giving up a million chances. And they're on the right path. It's just going to take some time.
Agreed.
But it's more fun to watch. And it seems like fighting is way up in hockey this year. The Blackhawks have only had a couple fights, but just around the league, I mean, the Twitter timeline just is like hockey fight, goalie fight, line brawl. Like, it's just, it shit is popping off.
Yeah.
Like, that's how it should be. That's how it used to be. It was a minimum three fights per game. And if one team was up by three goals, like, it's just a fight fest at the end of the game. Then they don't do that anymore. But now it's like, it seems anytime there's a big hit, clean or dirty, there's a fight. Because they're like, fuck you. You can't hit my guy like that.
Yep.
And we're throwing. So speaking of throwing, we should talk about the UFC 294 that happened over the weekend in Abu Dhabi.
Where do you want to start?
Probably the main event. Makhachev versus Volkanovski. And we should probably note, too, that we had two fighters on this card, both taking the fight on, I don't know what, a week's notice. Two. You know, Volkanovski and Usman both said they weren't training super hard. Just kind of like, they probably got paid a ton of fucking money. And like, what happened with Makhachev and Volkanovski?
You know, I don't know. I think you could tell that Volkanovski just wasn't in, I guess, game form. And I think the first round didn't, you know, there wasn't that much action. There was some clinching happening. And then Makhachev caught him with a kick, left kick to the head.
Yeah, it's because he was working the body a lot with the kicks. Like, he was doing a push kick and then body, body, body. And I think it looked like Volkanovski was expecting another body kick, and then he got shin to the temple.
Oh yeah,
like, oh, fuck, put him on, man.
Queer Street, as they like to say.
And, yeah, you know, he followed it up.
Yes, he did. He went after him, and you know, the fight was over. I think it lasted 3 minutes or so. You know, and after the fight, did you see the post-fight interview with Volkanovski?
I heard about it, and then I didn't want to listen to it because it sounded depressing as fuck.
Well, it sounds to me like he struggles when he's not in a fight camp or preparing for some sort of fight. And he was saying that he's just like, he's in his head too much when he's not fighting. And it sounded like, you know, I don't know if he's got some depression issues or life stuff going on, but he took this fight kind of as a way of almost like staving off the demons, in a sense, like, you know, because he was, if he stays busy,
the semen.
Maybe the semen, I don't know. But we'll have to see how that goes, because I felt, you know, you probably don't need to watch it. You got the idea of it, like, just by your sentiment. Like, it was hard to, because he was, you know, it was very genuine and vulnerable about how he's, you know, we think these guys are big bad dudes, but he's like, I gotta fight, because it's just like, if I'm not doing that, I don't know what I'm doing, you know. So
that's a problem too, because if he's associating everything with fighting, what the fuck is that guy going to do when he's done with fighting?
Right. Well, former rugby player, right? So I think he's one of those guys that has to keep his body physically, you know, moving all the time. And because maybe he's going to get some help, get some mental health shit going on, you know, work on some shit, talk to somebody.
It sounded like he had to cut 20 plus pounds also in a short amount of time. So he's fighting at 55. And his normal weight class is 45. So that means, what do you weigh, 180?
Yeah.
What the fuck? You let yourself get up to 180?
He sure did.
But I mean, I think when he was playing rugby, he was in the 200s. So.
Over 200, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's a big dude, you know, as per
a big little dude. He's like a fire plug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bulldog.
Pocket Hercules.
Yes, sir.
So that's unfortunate. But I mean, kind of to be expected. You can't take these short notice fights, and I wonder what the percentage is. It's not very high of the guy coming in. Like we were talking the last show, I think the only one I could remember is just that Rockhold Bisping, where Bisping stepped in and like on 2 day notice. Like when you talk about short notice, it was 2 or 3. Bisping's off filming a fucking movie.
Yeah.
And steps in. No pressure. And then you have a super cocky Rockhold, and mm-hmm. hilarity ensues. And Michael Bisping walks away as champ. But, and then especially this too, you got to fly to Abu Dhabi. That's not an easy flight.
No.
Depending upon where you're coming from. So
I hear it's in the desert.
Yeah, that's what they say. I want to talk about this UFC cover curse though. Because Volkanovski just finished a trifecta. So you had Adesanya, who lost to Strickland, Shevchenko, draw to Grasso, and Volkanovski knocked out by Makhachev. And then someone else, he had laid all this out. So the other people. But basically, if you're on the cover, you're kind of fucked. Like, bad shit happens. So par for the course?
Yeah, pretty much.
Don't be on the cover.
Yes, just like other sports.
Pretty much. I don't know why that happens, but there's some science behind that. It's like red tape, blue tape.
Yes, could be coincidental. Even. Could be. Who knows?
Who knows? I don't know these things. I just read them on TV.
Confirmation bias, we pay attention to it because it's something we pay attention to.
Something like that.
I don't know.
And then we have the co-main event with Khamzat Chimaev versus Kamaru Usman. Usman looked fucking huge, by the way, in that fight. I was like, oh my God.
It's pretty big.
I don't know how much he cut, but again, another short notice fight. And it was wild to me how easily Chimaev was taking Usman down. Like Usman, I think, had only been taken down once or twice prior.
Yep.
And then pretty much Chimaev, anytime he wanted to take him down, took him down, with the exception of a couple like lazy shots he was taking later on in the fight, as far as takedown attempts. But the first round, he pretty much took him down, took his back, threatened with submissions, he had his back, body triangle, rear naked choke, and Usman's like, nope, and fucking spiked him down and got him kind of off, but. It was a 10-8 round for Chimaev in the first because it was just 100% domination.
Okay. You scored that at 10-8, huh?
Yeah, I think the judges had that way too.
Okay.
Because he had no breathing room. He ground him down the whole round. And smart game plan too, because I think they said on a broadcast, if you're fighting a guy on short notice, great way to wear his cardio out. Even though Usman came back in a third. Because I think Chimaev said he injured his hand or his wrist. So he had a hard time throwing, I think, his right hand. And that's why he slowed down, it seemed like, in the second round. So I don't know if it was Shumayev's hand that he hurt or if it was just so much output in the first round that he kind of gassed himself out for the second. Mm-hmm. And then the third round, Usman started responding and started coming back to life. I'm like, oh, no. Oh, no. And then when they got to the scorecard, it was weird because one judge scored it a draw.
I'm
like, what fucking fight are you watching? That's a clear 2-1.
Yeah, definitely 2-1. First two rounds, Chimaev, third round, you can give it to Usman.
Yeah,
you
know, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, and that would have to be like a 10-8 round three for Usman, which clearly was
because if I scored a 10-8 the first round, 10-9. And then the other one for Usman, how the fuck are you getting a draw? There's no way you're getting a
10-7 round.
For Usman? That's the only way you're going to draw it. Yeah. Fuck, that makes zero sense.
I don't know.
So that was wild. And then I guess you do Strickland next for Chimaev?
Yeah, you could do that.
Let Chimaev fight for the title?
Why not? Makes sense to me.
That's a hell of a fight. I don't know.
I
could go either way, man. That's a 50-50.
It could. With a full training camp and preparing for each other, I feel like that could be pretty solid. Yeah.
And then what was with the chaos, as you alluded to, the desert? I'm assuming you're talking about Johnny Walker.
Yeah, so Magomed Ankalaev versus Johnny Walker. You know, there was some controversy in this fight. It only went around, not even a whole round, like 3 minutes. And Ankalaev had Johnny Walker pressed up against the cage, and Johnny was like in this weird smush position and was trying to get up. And I don't know if Ankalaev didn't see that he had a knee down or not, but he freaking cracked him right on the dome with a nice, like a pretty solid knee, right? So They pause everything. They bring the doctor in to check on Johnny Walker. The doctor's asking him questions. I didn't really catch exactly what he said. I think he asked him, like, where are you? And he was like, I'm in the desert, you know? And there's some, I think, potential, like, language barrier there as well. And then the doc was like, fight's over. Like, that's it. So Johnny's like, he walked when the ref came over. Walker was like, okay, he's thinking like we're starting this thing, and he came out, he's like going towards the middle of the cage, and the ref's like, whoa, whoa, and he actually shoves the ref, and he's thinking like, what the fuck are you doing, like we're fighting, and then he's like, no, it's over. And Dana had to step in, I think, because it was about to enter like brawl territory, because it was like no one knew what was going on. Why'd they stop this fight? I mean, did you think that made any sense what happened?
No. And this doctor fucked up earlier too, because some guy got kicked in the balls. And the doctor was talking to him while he's laying on the ground, writhing in pain. He's like, you didn't get kicked in the balls. The fighter's like, I sure as shit got kicked in the dick and balls. And then he went to the hospital, and like his Josh Barnett was in the guy's corner. And he said they took x-rays and MRIs. Like, his balls are swollen like grapefruit right now.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, do you guys want to see fucking pictures? Like, I don't know why we had such a ultra conservative lying piece of shit doctor there, just trying to fuck up the fights.
Yeah,
like that's unfortunate, because especially the Johnny Walker fight, that should have just continued. If that's in Vegas, they ask him a couple of questions, you're fine, get back in there.
How many fingers am I holding up? Yes. Okay. Yes. Okay, you're good to go.
You have fingers. Great. Get back in there.
Yeah, and I don't know how you assess if someone's concussed that quickly with that kind of a line of questioning. I think you know, it's kind of bullshit.
I think there's a language barrier, and then also I think other people were saying, how many people know that Abu Dhabi's in the United Arab Emirates? I wouldn't know that. I just think it's Abu Dhabi. Right? So it's almost like you're asking him a trick question, or there could be a language barrier, because I don't know how great Walker's English is.
Right.
Where I don't know.
In the desert. I mean, he was right. He's in the desert.
Unless he said, I'm in the dessert. No, like what? The guy's in dessert. We don't serve dessert here. So yes, maybe I think it got lost in translation, and I feel like they should have just restarted that. Fuck that doctor. He ruined a couple of potential fights. So anyway, let's see. So we talked about the doctor. I want to bring this one thing up. We had talked about how many guys' names ended with a V in this fight. They were 7-0. If your name ended in OV or EV, they went 7-0. Kind of like we had alluded
epic
to.
Epic beards, man. Look at these.
Well, only one of them has like a minor mustache. Everyone else goes with the Abe Lincoln. Shocker.
Solid.
And I'll have to circle back to this one other thing. But one of the fighters, Victoria Dudakova, she's the one that fought. And she said she has staff in places that aren't okay to announce to the whole world. And I guess an abscess popped, leaving her backside completely bloodied up. So basically, it sounds like she had staff oozing out of her asshole.
Jesus, how does that
happen? Exactly. And she fought, didn't disclose that. And then afterwards, I guess, disclosed that. And her and another male fighter had staff, and then just fucking fought anyway and didn't tell the doctors ahead of time. And then, like, just imagine all the staff that's on the octagon and all the other fighters.
Where did the male fighter have the staff is my question.
I think it was on his...
What part of his body?
I think it was on his asshole, too.
Oh, interesting.
Maybe they were going a little...
Could be. There you go.
Doing a little funny business. Yeah, but, you know, that's not something to take lightly. I don't...
No.
I think they should get suspended, actually.
Well, that's a serious thing you got to disclose, right?
So yes.
It's just
I
not
mean,
cool.
I had it, and as soon as I found out I had it, I'm like, I'm out. I'm out. I had to pass up our fucking 4-hour Krav Maga test and then fucking retrain and then take that again later. Pain in the ass. And then they cut out a fucking massive section in my abdomen because the doctors were like, oh, we can either put a hole in it and drain it or just cut it out. I'm like, ah, let's just cut it out. They didn't tell me they're going to take a 50-cent piece out and then about, you know, an inch deep while I'm awake. They just give me a little painkiller and then he just starts cutting.
I remember you had like gauze in it and shit. And
I'm you're like, this
do you
is,
want to see?
I would want to
we
take
show
a
you
picture.
this? I'm like, no, I don't want to see that. That sounds terrible.
It was the grossest thing I ever did. I should have took pictures, but I'm like, it is so fucking disgusting. I don't even want to document this. I showed my kids. Well, you got to see this because you have to keep putting like gauze in it, and then the gauze keeps getting stuck in there. So you're taking a shower, trying to get it wet, and trying to get it out. It's just horrible process. Just horrible, but. But yeah, I guess, you know, yeah, go ahead, fight with that and, you know, try to infect as many people as you can. Par for the course, I guess.
Absolutely.
And then the last thing, unless you have anything else for the fights.
I do not.
Okay. So I guess Pola Costa was in attendance and some fans tried to jump him and start a fight and took some swings at him.
What the fuck?
And he ended up like punching one of the guys. So it's kind of like a Conor McGregor thing. So you see Paulo Costa's in the white shirt over here, and the fans are jumping and lunging at him, and he's throwing punches back. I don't know why I've had the slow motion montage.
Yeah.
But
that's crazy that somebody would do that, right?
Yeah, it was multiple people trying to get at him. You know, like two or three guys come over and try to take swings on him.
How the hell did he get to Abu Dhabi is my question.
I don't know. It's like trying to get to Sesame Street.
Apparently.
Can you tell me how to get to Sesame Street or Abu Dhabi?
Perfect. Like that. I'm thinking a plane probably works.
Yeah, probably. It's probably the way to do it. Yes. Speaking of which, we'll probably talk about our first sponsor.
Yes, we're brought to you by BetterHelp. You know, you ever feel like your brain is getting in its own way, or like, you know, you got some fog this time of year because the weather's changing, less light, things are happening, and you don't know what you should do, what's good for you, but you just can't really do it? Well, I'm a licensed therapist, and I have to say that therapy helps you figure this shit out. Helps you, you can work for yourself instead of against yourself, and you can do that with a place such as BetterHelp. I highly recommend that.
That's right. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Yep, and make your brain your friend with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/MMANuts today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/MMANuts for your 10% off.
Word.
It's a hell of a deal, I gotta say.
That's right.
Ridiculous.
What else is happening?
Well, you were talking about Paulo Costa, and if you noticed in that fight that you just showed previously in the stands, he had a little blue, blue thing around his arm. And hopefully I can show this.
I'll probably blur it, but you could show
blur
it.
But yes, so he showed it. He recently posted a picture of his elbow after surgery. And if you can see that, is that kind of what your thing looked like? It's very similar?
Mine was much bigger.
Okay, because that looks pretty damn nasty.
Probably sure. Like triple the size of that.
Okay. So, but apparently it doesn't prevent him from throwing punches at fans. So, you know.
No, and hopefully those fans can catch a little staff in the process. It's like catching a stray, but you catch a little strap.
Lick my elbow. Put that in your mouth.
Yeah. Eat some of them and taste it.
Oh, man.
It's all good. It's wild. It's wild. Hey, I've got, you know, Pat Miletich fought Mike Jackson the other day. I have some footage of that fight.
You do?
I'd like to see. Yes.
I'm excited. Let's see it.
I'll turn the volume down because the beginning is little chaos. It's just like the pre-show of him walking around. He's 55, but you could see like how much he was dominating.
Oh, Jesus.
Like that was pretty much like round one and round two of just him fucking bum rushing. And then obviously if you're outputting that much and you're 55, probably going to be tired come round three.
Damn it. So, couldn't finish him though, huh? But beat the crap, beat the snot out of him.
Nope.
That's wild.
And I saw they said Showtime just announced that they are going to be done with boxing and MMA at the end of the year.
Yep, that's it.
That's wild because HBO got rid of it, boxing, and now Showtime.
It's crazy because I remember HBO when that happened. I was like, man, I grew up on that. You know, that was like the thing. HBO fights boxing. You know, and then now this is like Showtime doing the same thing. I feel like they're getting out of this combat sports arena. Maybe the UFC has just become too big. Like the space is too large,
right,
and they cannot compete, so they just give up. Tapped out.
Well, I also think these guys don't know how to run organizations, and I don't think if you're the channel, you shouldn't be owning the org, because what was it, Paramount that bought Bellator? Like, yeah. I don't think that's a good idea. I think you should be standalone like the UFC, and then you license it out to highest bidder, versus you're kind of fucked, because who, if Paramount owns that, do you have any other partners that are going to go for rights? Like, you're absorbing all the costs and hoping you can sell advertising.
Yep.
Like you're very limiting your market there. So, it'll be interesting to see if anyone else is going to step up, because I think it's all the streamers, because I think Amazon has one fighting championship. Forgot where PFL is, but.
Oh, Amazon has one. I didn't realize that. Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
But they also, don't they have Thursday night football sometime?
They do. Yeah, absolutely.
So it's always confusing too, where I'm like, okay, I want to watch this. Where the fuck is it at? I hate that the most. Like, I just want cable. I'm a simple man. I like simple things.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
What is it? Lollipops in my mouth and butter in my ass? It's from Boogie Nights.
That sounds right. I always get those two mixed up. But
it could
way,
be the other way around.
It sounds
it could
like
be
a party either way.
I think butter in my mouth and lollipops in my ass.
That might be sticky.
That sounds like a party that I don't want to be involved in. Because then I think that's where you get staff in your asshole. Move right along. What else is happening?
I can't play audio on this one because they opted for some background music.
Yep.
That will get us copyrighted. So, but I want to share this with you because I have you seen this AI robot versus man boxing? Look at this thing. Like, I know it's not, I'm just kind of like,
oh, this is all computer generated.
It's just wild to me. I can't tell if this thing like, is it running on a program and he knows what's happening, or is it learning in real time?
It's not real.
It is not real?
No, it's all computer generated. Anytime you see that stuff, it's all fake.
Yeah. Okay. Did not know that. Well, they got me because I didn't realize it was fake.
I don't believe any of the thing I see. So anytime I see a robot, I just go, fake. Fake.
I don't know. Those guys
unless
at
it's
MIT
DARPA.
Are
if
doing
it's
some
DARPA,
crazy
shit. Yeah.
That's different. Okay, those fucking robots that are running around, scary shit.
Yeah, because it would have to look like that. They move semi-fluid, but they're not fight ready.
I see. The mechanics are more.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I saw another one, because what they're basically doing is taking a person that's sparring and then video editing in the robot guy.
Okay, they got me. I was like, this is fucking crazy.
Yeah, I don't, because if that's real, everyone better gun up, because that's some scary shit. Man. That's the Terminator. They're coming for us.
It's a matter of time. Yes, absolutely.
And then we had a cool fight announcement. I'm going to pull up this card. So, Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship is finally fucking, not finally, but they're dialing it up. So, you finally got Mike Perry versus Eddie Alvarez, Ben Rothwell, Todd Duffy's still alive. Come
back
on.
Back in action. There we go.
And then Beck Rawlings versus whoever she's fighting, a couple other guys.
Yeah, that's funny. I was about to talk about that exactly thing next. Yeah, that's exciting. I think that Perry Alvarez fight could be crazy.
Oh my god. Well, Perry's got such an advantage because he's done this, and he's been, like we talked about, he is built for bare knuckle fighting championship. That's why they made him the poster boy for the sport. And I think does good.
He does.
Rothwell should flatline Duffy.
You would think so.
How big we saw
do
over
you think Alvarez is going to get? How large is he going to be on fight night?
Well, Jesus Christ. Like he always came over and he looked like he was always sauced up. And now you can go back on if you're bare knuckling it. Fucking do it. Do it.
Mm-hmm.
So what was the date on that again? That's December 2nd, Salt Lake City, Utah.
Yep.
Streaming on the BKFC app. I think I still have that. Once again, a million different places to watch fights. Like, where is this one? Oh, it's an app I think I still own. Yes. I never remember.
It's hard to keep track. I wonder now if with all the stuff that we have, if combined sum total of things you stream, if it's actually more expensive than cable. We should just all go back to cable. I don't know.
Well, now it's like I have cable and I have all those. So yes. Something's going to have to break here.
It's out of control.
Yeah. Talk about some other sponsors real quick.
Oh, sure. Definitely. Let's talk a little true classic. Fall is here. And that means one thing. It's time to break out my and your favorite jeans, t-shirts and sweatshirts from True Classic. And with football season in full swing, there's nothing better than watching my favorite teams, Go Bears, in these ultra-comfortable, perfect-fitting essentials. Everything they make is crafted with premium fabrics to help you look and feel great anytime, anywhere. And for a limited time, they're giving our listeners and viewers 25% off your first purchase at trueclassictees.com with offer code MMANUTS25.
That's right. These are the most comfortable t-shirts ever.
Absolutely.
I'm wearing one, always wearing one.
Same.
It's my undershirt.
Underneath. Yep.
Love them. Can't say enough about them. I sleep in them. I can't say what else I do in them. Right back to you.
Okay. So if you're ready to make the easiest summer upgrade, shop now at trueclassictees.com. Save 25% off with the code MMANUTS25. This fall, step into a world of style and comfort with True Classic.
Nice. I thought you were going to tell me to step into a world of hurt. What?
I thought about it.
He's threatening me. What's going on? He's too UFC'd up right now. And support for today's episode comes from OneSkin. You know, we often talk about health and wellness, but have you ever considered the importance of your skin health and your overall routine? Our skin isn't just the outermost layer of our body. It's actually the largest organ in our body. Picture this, you're focusing on your fitness, eating well, and taking care of your mental health. But are you giving your skin the same attention? It's time to complete the puzzle with OneSkin. You heard me, OneSkin. The best part about OneSkin is that their face and body system takes only two steps. Two steps to healthier skin and a healthier you. Your skin is more than just a barrier. It's a reflection of your overall health. So listeners, why not make skin health a part of your wellness journey in a science-led approach? Head to oneskin.co and explore how their product can become your skin's new best friend. And for a limited time, our listeners can get 15% off OneSkin with our code FIT15 at oneskin.co. I have my delicious bottle here. That nice. I juice up my skin with every day.
Perfect. You look about 12 years younger.
That's
maybe,
right.
Maybe 15.
That's right.
Yes. And treating the symptoms rather than the root cause of aging has long been the norm. Most skincare available on the market is designed to provide a temporary reduction in visible signs of aging, addressing just the surface symptoms of an underlying decline in skin health. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. OneSkin addresses skin health at the molecular level, targeting the root cause of aging, so skin behaves, feels, and appears younger. It's time to get started with your new face, eye, and body routine. Just like Matt did at a discounted rate today, get 15% off with the code FIT15 at oneskin.co. That's 15% off, oneskin.co with code FIT15. We only have one body, one skin, and only you can choose to make it better. Age healthy with OneSkin.
That's right. This episode is sponsored by Ridge. Ridge designs gear built for a life minimalist, functional, and reliable. They've turned everyday items into tools for work, travel, and everywhere in between. And now the Ridge beveled ring set. You need a ring. Yeah, that's right. You need a ring that could keep up from cooking to hunting to working out. The Ridge beveled ring set gives you a solution for every occasion. Premium materials, a high quality silicone alternative, and a novel lost and resizing protection service make this a better ring and a better way to own rings. And I have the stonewashed titanium ring, and it also comes with the silicone. If you want to feel a little bit casual, you can put that one on.
Oh, I like that. That's nice.
It's pretty sweet.
They come in a variety of premium materials, including carbon fiber, tungsten carbide, 24 karat gold, and like Matt said, titanium, in case you got to fight that robot from earlier. The ring has an outer beveled edge for on-hand comfort and an inner convex shape for comfortable no-pinch fit.
Or like, hand-to-hand combat. You
buy like 8 of them, maybe even 10. And that's all right. Stacked, right. Each ring comes with a dual-band silicone ring for when you want to be comfortable or cash. The Ridge offers lost and resizing protection. Whether you lose your ring or lose 20 pounds, each purchase comes with the option of 2 future exchanges for the same ring in the same or different size. Many men are weary to invest in a $200 ring because they may lose it or gain weight so that it no longer fits. And their protection program means they got their back for life. Over 3 million customers, over 50,000 five-star reviews. Ridge team is so confident you'll like it. They'll let you test drive it for 99 days. You can send it back for a full refund if you don't love it.
That's right. And if you've ever been considering getting a Ridge, now's the best time. You can save 10% off with code MMA Nuts at ridge.com/MMA Nuts. Just like that, back to the show.
Dana White recently confirmed that the UFC is in talks with MVP Michael Venom Page to potentially sign with the UFC. As you know, we talked about earlier, Showtime's closing its doors on MMA. So I want to get your thoughts. What do you think? He's like 21-22 record. I mean, he's fought some of the best, exciting fighter. Do you like it? Do you hate it?
I don't think he'll sign with the UFC because I think, well, he doesn't have many other options now, unfortunately, with Bellator going bye-byes. I'm going to guess PFL.
PFL?
Yeah. Because they also... you got to be kind of careful with who he fights. And I think the UFC, if they sign him, throw him to the wolves. The best of the best. Like, well, you want him to kind of have mid-range fights so he can kind of show off his talents.
See how it goes. Dip his feet in the water of the UFC world.
Yeah, it wouldn't hurt my feelings if he comes over. I'd be open to that.
Yeah, I like it.
Let's see what else is happening. Oh, I saw GSP said he had a grappling match set up against Nick Diaz. Mm-hmm. And then I guess Nick got hurt and then GSP got hurt. Because all I see on GSP's Twitter is just him showing off all these different exercises he's doing to rehab. I tore my abductors. George's.
I forgot who was he fighting. Was it GSP versus, I think it was Johnny Hendricks, where he came out like third round. He's like, I tore my abductor. And he's like, hit him with it then. George, get back out there. Like he was hyper fixating on like how his body wasn't perfectly feeling well.
Yeah, because I think that was the first fight that he actually wasn't on the juice, allegedly. Because he was like, I'm going to do all this drug testing. And like there was WADA and USADA or something. I don't remember. And I think that was the first fight that George fought clean. And Johnny definitely was not. Allegedly. Johnny won that fight.
He was full of baconators.
That's right. And GSP took a fuck ton of punishment that fight, remember? Like, holy shit.
Last bit of news I have is that fight between Bueno Silva and Holly Holm happened a little while ago. Apparently has now been ruled a no contest by the Athletic Commission in Nevada. And apparently she was taking some sort of ADHD medication, right?
Yeah.
And they claim that that's performance enhancing, and no. And yeah, unfortunately, no contest. So
I have a problem with all these drugs. This list is seems to always be growing, like every day. Like, oh, you looked at the sun, that was performance enhancing, and now you're fucking 6 month banned. It's ridiculous, especially for things that you need a prescription to take care of some kind of ailment. Like, what are you supposed to just stop taking that? Like, I don't understand that.
Right.
I don't think you're supposed to stop taking shit, especially that. Like, I don't know. I could be way off, but I think they need to lay off less drug testing, more fucking fighting and whatever Gegard Mousasi does.
Eat, sleep, train, baby.
Yeah. Fuck. Dan Henderson. Things. Yeah. Dan Henderson made a post.
Ooh,
what did I think this is an old
picture. Behind you right there next to John Joe.
Making things happen.
What in the world is happening?
Says, what's next? Return to MMA, grappling, or YouTube boxing? Maybe bare knuckle.
What is he doing? Standing on a scale? Or showing
yeah,
off
I don't know.
Package?
It looks like an old picture.
Oh.
And if it's current, like, because his hair is all there. He's he has a gray beard, so I think that's an old picture. But what do you think he should do if he decides to come back? MMA, grappling, YouTube boxing, or bare knuckle?
I have not seen YouTube boxing. I think he could be successful if it's not a high caliber boxing. If it's like,
well, it's like Jake Paul kind of shit.
Oh, I think he would clean up there. That'd be cool. I'd like to see him do that. Or grappling. I don't think MMA or bare knuckle.
I'd like a little bare knuckle.
Oh, Jesus.
A little Dan Henderson bare knuckle. I feel like he'll be killing people.
He's old.
Oh,
though.
My God. I know. But favorable matchups. Okay. Or comparable fight, like same age, and obviously TRT'd up, you know, that kind of shit.
Makes sense.
Skip this. Skip that. Let's do a little tweet of the week. We got two. This is a repost from Satan on Twitter. It says, these hands, you can buy one, get one free.
I feel like that dog in the picture or cat wants some.
Yeah.
Is that a dog?
It's looking at me funny. I don't like it.
I like it.
And Satan with another one. It says, this was on a bathroom stall. Can't stop laughing. Scotty, don't beam me up yet. I'm taking a shit.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, hello, KO of the week. We got trees. Let me. Oof. This one. Some of them start right off the bat. I got to make sure we have no volume because.
Okay. I have one to add.
All right. So this was a weird one.
What the? Whoa.
Because it was like a straight kick to the face, like marching band knees that we were told never throw. Like a crescent kick. There's a air. Look at that. Oh, right, man. On the chin. And he's just fucking shut off.
Yeah.
Eating blood for breakfast.
Pretty
Why
wild.
Is his tits bleeding?
Looks like he's got a busted nose.
Yeah.
Rough day at the office for that.
Yeah.
Guy.
That didn't work out so well.
Yeah.
There was one. And then I believe this is the spinning back fist here as we dial this one up.
Siberian Connor, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Oh. Right when you get crumpled. And then the last one was two ladies. I think I just start it when they're going. They're fighting in the background. I didn't even share the screen yet.
See it. I like the purple. It's a lot of purple. Violet. Oh, damn. You don't
aborted.
See that much in women. Like,
oh,
good
that was
Lord.
Loud. And then you got one to throw ins.
I do. I'm going to call this the Tomahawk. No sound on this one either. Tomahawk chop. Oops. Here you go. Hi-ya!
Like a Muay Thai. Ooh. It's like a downward elbow.
Yeah, here's again. Yeah. Brutal. I like those. Downward and upward elbows, those are nasty. And also the like quick inside ones. If a guy's coming at you and catch him right on the
Sort of that uppercut one.
Yeah.
Who is it? Korean Zombie and that one guy hit him with that one. Take that. Mm-hmm. I can see him. Can't remember the name. And let's go to a little montage. I like montages.
Sound like GSP.
I got the montage. I can't get his voice. This is a Paige Van Zandt montage.
Whoa.
Her and her friends, they like the box in their bikinis.
Well,
that's
sweaty.
Enough before we get banned.
in bikinis and sweaty.
Good for them. God bless her little heart. And they grew tenfold.
Yeah.
And right to Knowledge. What do you got for Knowledges?
I bring you one of my favorite things. Can't share sound, but unicycle hockey. Have you seen this?
Mm-mm.
Damn it. Why does that keep doing that? There you go. Little unicycle hockey. Oh,
okay. It's coming up the right boards.
There he goes. Taking a shot on goal. I don't think there's any checking in this because that could be brutal.
No, you're fucked because no one's wearing any safety gear. We're just unicycling.
Which I'm kind of shocked they're not wearing helmets at least, right?
Yeah, I'd have a helmet on for sure.
Maybe an elbow protector? I don't know. But you get the gist.
Wow. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. And then we'll go over to this. This is why you shouldn't drink too much. But I guess if you have pillows, you kind of use them.
Wait, what is this? Like her? Holy
smoke. We'll go one more time.
I'm so confused. Is she holding two babies?
She got a couple jugs to, support her head.
Maybe that's why she got them so big. So she
and along those lines,
pillows anywhere, anytime.
Along those lines, I'll share, I think, my favorite Halloween costume for the year. We might have seen this one last year, but might as well be a reposter.
Oh, geez. Wait, this is confusing. It's like hairy legs, but...
No, that's pantyhose or something.
Oh, okay. So. This is very strange.
Yeah, I should probably get out of this before we get banned.
Hey, but he can't. It's stuck on the screen forever.
I can't stop these things. I try, but they just keep happening.
It's pretty awesome.
On that note,
that's
shut
it
down. We won't be here next weekend.
Happy
take
Halloween.
A break. Halloween. Birthday celebrations.
Yes. Take it off. Sounds amazing. Yeah. And so we'll see you in dos.
Yeah.
Meses? No. Is that right? Dos meses?
What did you say?
Dos meses? How do you say weeks in?
Dos semanas, 2 weeks.
Semanas, yeah, that's it. Meses is probably months. Isn't it? Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Something like that.
All righty.
Sit down.
That's been another edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing.